Opening today in the U.S. is Punch Drunk Love, the new Adam Sandler comedy. It won for Best Director at this year's Cannes Film Festival. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition critic Kenneth Turan says the movie is not what you'd expect from Sandler.
Love has never been stranger, more exuberant, or more unsettling than in the daring high-wire act Paul Thomas Anderson smartly calls Punch Drunk Love.
Georgia.
This is Barry Egan.
So what do you do, Barry?
I have my own business.
Anderson is the gifted writer and director of the intensely creative and quite long films Boogie Nights and Magnolia. He is not the person you'd expect to be turning out a 90-minute romantic comedy. What Anderson and his equally unlikely stars Adam Sandler and Emily Watson have managed to do is stretch the boundaries of romantic comedy to their extreme outer limits. This is a skewed love story of two disconnected people trying to find each other in an antagonistic world.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Are you threatening me?
Yes.
It's a film built on discomfort and rage that turns unexpectedly sweet and pure. Punch Drunk Love is also a character study of Barry Egan, the awkward lost soul played by Sandler. He's a man without a life who wears a suit to work as if to convince himself he really is in business.
I wanted to ask you something because you're a doctor, right?
Yeah.
I don't like myself sometimes. Can you help me?
Barry, I'm a dentist.
Barry has been terminally browbeaten by seven thoughtlessly aggressive sisters. Not surprisingly, Barry periodically goes berserk from the stress of all those siblings.
I used to call you gay boy and get all mad.
What's that?
We used to call you gay boy. Remember, you'd be fine, and then we'd call you gay boy. You'd just freak out.
We were calling you gay, and you got so mad you threw the hammer through the sliding glass door. You remember?
I don't remember that.
Yes, you do. We were calling you gay boy, and you got so mad. Are you gay now?
I don't know. I don't know.
This is not Adam Sandler as you've never seen him before, but a very shrewd use of his trademark persona in a serious film. There is probably no one but Sandler who could so convincingly play Barry's combination of genuine innocence with ramped-up hostility. And in Emily Watson, he finds a co-star whose presence is so luminous that Sandler said at Cannes that she was the first co-star his girlfriend did not mind watching him kiss.
I saw a picture of you.
Oh, yes?
Elizabeth has a picture of you guys, your sisters and you. It's a lot of family. It must be nice.
Do you have brothers or sisters?
No, I'm the exact opposite.
Punch Drunk Love has two equally outrageous plot strands. One involves getting something for almost nothing. The other involves phone sex. Filmmaker Paul Thomas Anderson was initially inspired by a real-life something-for-nothing scheme. He returned the favor by using non-actors for all but five parts. But stars Sandler and Watson are the keys here, seeing to it that the emotions in Punch Drunk Love are also as real as they can be.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.